Heck yeah. Oh, so sorry, you all. If you're coming late, you missed the first 5 minutes of fabulousness. No, really, it was only about 3 minutes. And then it was fabulous. I don't know. I'll try and recap if I can, but otherwise, I'm just going to keep going. Welcome to Friday, Light Lifted and Healed. It's about receiving. And as I was just saying before I remembered to record this, today is about letting it happen and letting it come in. Remembering we're in a dance with the universe. We are not in control of the universe. We are not dictating this is what will happen. And if I get better, you get better, and making bargains. We are dancing. We are flowing. We are saying, what if I'm already good enough? What if I've already done more than I need? What if I've already crossed the finish line multiple times? There is no more the universe expects from me. Like, kind of gets your wheels turning. Like, you're right. Because sometimes I do get on a personal growth, I don't want to say grind, but you know what I mean? Like, we start to think that it's all just about getting better, making us better. Then we'll be more deserving. Then we'll get what we want. Today, let's just back away from that completely. Let's just already be there. Let's already be the people we want to be, right? Let's already be the people we want to be. And I know a little part of your head's like, but I'm not quite the person I want to be yet. It's all right, right? That's the beauty of living, right? We get to keep adding new little curlicues and doodles onto the edges of ourselves, right? Becoming a little more and a little more. But the person you are now is the person you've built over your entire life. And the way you're interacting with life and source is what you've learned how to do over your entire life. And maybe you've learned for a long time, or maybe this happened just a couple of weeks ago. But nonetheless, you're here and you're at a point where I'd like you to hear today, life, your future self, the universe saying to you, yeah, you've done enough. You can just settle down, girl. It's all right. Have a good weekend. Let us pile some things on. Let us do a little heavy lifting. And I say, oh, really? And I want you to notice your reaction to that feeling. Because either your reaction is, oh, this is wonderful. Oh, God, you're right. Or your reaction is, oh, I'll give you the weekend. But if you don't pick up the slack, I'm going right back in. Prove it to me, right? We can have a reaction all the way across the board to this sensation. And that's why today, this Friday theme is worth practicing over and over. And I think maybe what you're hearing on the inside is our Friday theme of receiving isn't for people who don't do stuff, right? It's not for the people that are just, you know, oh, life will come to me and it's wonderful and I never really do anything or work hard. No, it's actually more for the people who are always grinding forward, always trying to better themselves, right? We're the ones who really need to hear, because otherwise we don't leave enough space in our life and our thinking to just let it come in. Right? There's always more to prove. There's always more to reach. There's always more to be. There's always something. Today, you've already done it. It's done. It's complete. You're there. This thing that you want, your one brilliant thing, the universe has absolutely no idea why you shouldn't get it. There is absolutely no objection in the world. Just think for this. Just hold that feeling for a moment. Close your eyes if you want. There is no objection in the world to you experiencing this one brilliant thing, or the emotions of this one brilliant thing, the feelings that this one brilliant thing will give you. There is no reason in the world that the universe would object. What if that was 100% true, absolute? You would say, oh, well then, where is it? Exactly, where is it? And that's the state of being we're going to live in. My eyes are open wide. I'm seeing wherever it is. You guys feel good? You feel good? Kind of resituating your brain. You know, so much of what we do in flow dreaming is, frankly, resituating your brain. Moving out of lack, moving out of the day-to-day. You know, I hate to say it, but humanity does tend to focus on a lot of lack and a lot of negativity, a lot more than it focuses on, I love you, I'm being loved, I'm being helped, I'm being encouraged. And there's plenty of that going around too. It's just that, you know, inflaming those lack and fear and scarcity and anger thoughts just gets us so much more provoked, that old reptile brain. But we all want to grow. And frankly, we want to grow not just to become more enlightened, but we want to just be happier people. So this is why we practice flow dreaming. So we change who we are, and we also change what we allow in. Okay. The only bit of news today is, thank you guys. I'm so looking forward to speaking with many of you. Yay! I know my schedule was so booked this week. I couldn't really speak with many of you. I'm working with a small group of private students over the course of the summer. I think I told you guys this back in May. So it's taking up all my time. But next week, I have times open, a few. And the week after, I have a lot of times open. If you're interested in Me School, starting in September, we deep dive in all this. And today I was actually smart. I got the link for you. There you go, Me School. Woo! Okay. So I'd love to talk with you guys about this. It's the only time I'm running the program in 2022. It is 12 solid weeks with me every single week. More than 36 pre-recorded classes. Worksheets, dozens of new flow dreams that are only for Me Schoolers because they do require my supervision to use. So it's pretty phenomenal. So check it out. And that's what I'm offering you guys this time. Next time, I'll see you in our August series. And those dates I don't have. Ha, great. I should have had everything. Look at me. I'm only always half prepared. Why is that? I think because I start going into another space in my mind. So unless I've already pre-written it down way ahead of time, all the details just whoosh. But I do believe it may be August 8th through 12th or 15 through 19. I don't know. I think it's the second week though. All right, you guys ready? Let's jump in the flow. Let's feel light and healed. Okay, so you'll notice that whenever I go into flow, it's different than I do in my recorded flow dreams. If you don't know what those are, you can go to my website, flowdreaming.com. By the way, I have an app. Please use the app. You can play your flow dreams right from the phone. It's pretty cool. And when you start playing a flow dream, maybe one that I've recorded for you around a certain specific topic, I don't tell you relax your body and breathe and all of that. I kind of assume you've already done that and you're just ready to go in. Okay, so we're going to do the relaxing part that I do when I do my natural practice. Okay, so a yawn or a yoga breath or that big lion that you do in yoga where you stick out your tongue and breathe into your abdomen. Yeah. I roll my neck. I notice where I've picked up tension through the day, little spots of tension. I notice where I tend to hold it. Sometimes I hold it in my chest because I'm caving in front of my computer. So I just open my breath and release it. And then I notice sometimes it's in my throat because I'm always talking and communicating. Sometimes my throat starts to tense. So I release that. And then I release my jaw. Opening and closing it. And I release my brow. Soft. Soft and relaxed. I turn my gaze inward to my imagination, even as I'm aware of this world around me. Listen to the world around you. It's soft and settled, even if you hear city noises or the whishing sounds of your air conditioner in your house. You're outside under the trees. Notice the blur of noise, the softness, the shades on shades on shades. Notice how most moments of your day, most moments of your time exist within this realm. This place of general peace, general privacy. Even sometimes at work, there's a cocoon, there's a bubble we get into. Life is just working around us. It's just rolling. It's running itself. We forget. We think we've got to go in there and run it all the time. Run, 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 run. Right now, we're not. Right now, we're just being. We're just being inside of our life. And what we feel around us is a soft life, a supportive life, a life that says, yes, I'm giving you what you need and want, and shh, don't worry about it. Shh, my little baby. We're lining things up. You're going to have tomorrow, and there'll be a whole lot of things in it. Things that you built from today and things that we're putting together, it's all right. We do this every day. Why do you forget? Why do you doubt? You say, well, sometimes I think I do it all. I'm the one. I either make it or I don't get it. And the universe sighs. You can feel the soft sigh like wind through the trees. Then you forget about who we are and what we do and what all of non-physical life is. You say, sometimes it's hard to remember because I don't see non-physical life with my physical eyes. And the universe just laughs. It titters with its joy. It says, of course you don't see it with your physical eyes. That's not what they're for. You feel it with your heart. You know it with your being, with your soul. You have faith. You have hope. You know it through other ways and means. And one of the things you know is that you have a desire. We hear your desire. We know you've been focusing on that desire. And thankfully, we want you to be focusing on that desire. We want you to be participating and active. We want you to reach for something that you know you can't necessarily put together all by yourself. You know what that shows us? That you're grown up. You're grown up. You're recognizing, I need more than just me. I'm not dancing solo. I'm dancing with a partner. You're grown up. You're dancing with us. You're dancing with me, with life. And again, you hear that, you feel that. It's like you can see out amidst the flow, the light, the rolling energies. There's a sea in front of you of not water. It's a sea of billowing, soft, gently opened pink flowers. Yeah. Wave upon wave of them, little blossoms just blowing in the wind. As if it were a wheat field, but it's not wheat. It's just big pink flowers, just soft. Petals lifting, dancing in the air. You feel the energy behind this, your heart behind this, this love, this wind is the wind of the universe, the wind of your soul, the wind of everyone else's souls, the wind of all that is, everything. And it's saying, we blow and we billow and we change and we transport and we give. And we'll give to you tomorrow. And you've said, I need this and I want this. And I particularly want to feel that way. And listen, your flow says to you, listen. We want to know in particular how you want to feel. That is what we find the most interesting. How do you want to feel? You say, well, this one brilliant thing, this thing I've chosen should make me feel a certain way. And they say, how? How exactly? What is that feeling? And so you think, well, I'll ponder that. Maybe it makes me feel fulfilled, heard, like I'm really seen or I'm safe. Maybe it just confirms for me something very deep that I've become nervous or unsure, untrusting about. I want to feel I'm trusting. I want to feel that I know I get it and I know it works out and it's not too big or too small. And you're right. I've already done all that I need to do. You say, it sounds funny to say that because I keep feeling like I need so much more, always more and more and more. And yet you're telling me I'm already the person I need to be. I would like to try being that person for a while. I would like to try being how they feel. I want to be them. I'm already the person that I need to be, that I want to be, that I will be. What I have or become or experience this one brilliant thing. And all around you, the billowing fields are still blowing with life and air and life and air and beauty, energy that swirls. You feel like a kid. You just want to run through this field, trampling it down, turning little circles, arms outstretched, laughing. So joyful. Remember days like this. Remember hours like this when everything was just being in the joy of being enough, being in the joy of all I am is all I am. And I'm not trying to be anything else. I'm not thinking about what I have to be or where I should go. I'm just being, and it's so beautiful and brilliant. And my heart is so full. It's so full. I am full. I am full. I am full. And the feelings that my one brilliant thing will bring me, those are not too much to ask. I realize it even as I say it. They're not too much to ask. They're perfectly reasonable. Secure. I feel secure. I feel safe. I feel abundant. I feel like I don't sweat. I don't worry. I don't grind. I feel like I have what I need. All the materials are spread out in front of me continuously for the rest of my days. Whatever I want to plunge into, become, have, do, all of it. This abundance of life is just shoving itself at me as if the universe was just shoving all the materials my way. I can feel those things. Maybe it's work, or maybe it's money. Maybe it's friends, people saying, I love you and want to take you out and we want to have a good time. And it could be any of these things. Maybe it's my health and my body saying, you're wonderful. You've got a lot of years left. Good years. And I say, I have all of these things. They make me feel a certain way. And that certain way is so content. I feel content. And I realize this is kind of like receiving, but it's more like I'm just amming. I'm amming right now. I'm being. I'm amming. I'm being. I am. I be. I receive. My joy, my desire. My biggest desire right now is to pull down any obstacles to feeling its realness and its practicality, frankly. Its obviousness. I'm going to pull down any barriers to feeling my readiness and the universe's readiness to give to me. That's what I want to feel, to know without doubt. I can be this, and I am this, and I have this, and I've received it. I've received it. I've received those feelings. I have received. All weekend, I'm going to receive. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I'll be receiving. Every single day of the weeks ahead. In my heart, I just feel like, of course I should have this. Of course I will have this. Of course I am having this and being this. The universe has no reason to pull it out of my reach. I'm not a baby with a toy too big. I'm just right. I've reached the level of awareness of the toy, of the thing that I'm wanting, desiring. And the universe says, all right, awesome. We're there with you. You're at the level. I'm at the level. Everything is at the level. Have it. Let's see what you do with it. Let's see how you play with it. Let's see how you love it. Let's see how you embrace it. Let's see if you release contentment inside it. And you say, oh, yes. Yes, I do all of those things. All of those things. And you can feel already the lack and the scarcity, the wins and what more do I have to do. You can feel all that like a dusty old dirt pile. It's over there somewhere in a corner, maybe a little behind you in your flow, a little old dirt pile. True, it's where you put all the rubbish. You'll take a little shovel and you'll finish it off later. Just cast it out into the flow. Cast it out to be recycled into all it is. Because there's something else that's occupying all of you. Present in all of you. It's a soft, gentle awareness and knowing. My one brilliant thing is absolutely right. Absolutely ready. Is absolute. And I am in it. I am of it. And I feel the riches and results of it right now. Take a minute. Feel the riches and results of having it right now. Now, still basking in that warmth, Find yourself coming back, returning from flow. Eyes open. Good. Good, 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 good. You guys feeling okay? So good to see all of you here. I see some of you. Dibs and Alice and Cam and Candace, Linda, Lisa, Monica, Pilar, BJ, Sal, Sharon, Sparky, Steve, Sue, Tara, Tracy. I know I didn't name everybody. Amanda, Angela, BB, you're all here. And I'm glad you're doing this. And I'm going to put a poll up right now. What was your favorite day this week? And I do apologize. I did lose Wednesday. I don't know what happened. I cannot find the recording for the life of me. So I left up Wednesday from June, and I'll just leave that one while I keep hunting through all of my files for July Wednesday. I'll just say it wasn't meant to be. All right. But anyway, I will. Oh, Wednesday was phenomenal. Woo! Okay. Oh, you found me an insight timer. That's so cool, Monica. I haven't been there for a while because honestly, you're kind of like a drop in a giant ocean. So I was like, should I go back? I don't know. But maybe you've just given me a little sign. Been looking for signs. All right. So I'll put up a poll on I Love Facebook of what was your favorite day this week? Because again, I'm trying to find the best. And in the meantime, I hope that some of you will explore Me School. It is a once in a lifetime experience. I don't say that lightly. I have, again, been mentored by some of the most incredible people in the universe. And I feel like it's a privilege to carry on the torch, as well as bring in all of this new understanding and new material about flow dreaming, power leaks, blocks, patterns. Oh my God, my particular obsessions. Like, I just want to get them all out of us so we can be us completely and all the success that that brings. Okay. I love you guys. I will see you. I can't believe it already. I'll see you in August for our fourth and final run through the last five of the 20 of these that we're doing together. Tell your friends, share it around if you feel like it. That's always a blessing to me, and it's a nice way of kind of giving back. That's it. Bye, everybody. Have a beautiful weekend. And thank you. Yeah. Oh, Adriana, like Monday. And Linda, Pilar. Maybe I recorded the Zoom cloud. Okay, I gotta figure out what happened on Wednesday. All right, bye, everybody. Take care. Love you.